Hello, welcome back to another night of share. This is Ellie Nyman. I like to say I cannot replace Rabbi Toker, but I will be giving share in his stead. We are learning Lila Nishmas, Chaim Baruch Ben Zabel, Peril Bas Pinchas, Miriam Leva Bas Aram, May the Neshama have an Aliyah. We are learning for Refuah Shleima, for all those who are sick, and should be as close for Eretz Yisrael and for Klal Yisrael. So this past week's parasha was Parashas Mishpatim, and so we read a lot about in today's parasha we read a lot about the mitzvos. Parashas Mishpatim deals a lot of mitzvos. Of course, it's a continuation of Matan Torah, and there are many mitzvos in Mishpatim, which is a continuation of Parshas Yisro. We're going to be dealing with a few mitzvos, and we'll talk about maybe some of the ideas that are surround it. So we're going to be reading from the Sefer HaChinuch, and of course I'll be translating and explaining, and so we'll be learning about a few mitzvos. The Sefer HaChinuch, based on the Rambam, mitzvot samech gimel, shelo lahonos hager b'dvarim. You should not oppress a ger with words. So you're not allowed to. It's going to explain. He's going to explain at length. Not allowed to make fun of a ger. So somebody that came to our religion, somebody who wasn't Jewish and then became Jewish, you're not allowed to make fun of the words. I do know a few gerim. My gerim said it. 100% kosher gerim. Myself actually. So this is the mitzvah. Shenamu. Milhanos hager afil b'dvarim. That you're not allowed to oppress a ger, even with words. V'hu echa min ha'umas sh'nizgai v'nechnas b'dasenim. This is somebody that was originally a non-Jew and became Jewish. They entered our religion and became Jewish. Shasa l'ana l'vazoso afil b'dvarim. Now I'm embarrassed him even with words. Sh'nemar v'ger also ne. It says you should not oppress a convert. V'afal pisha anu mizharim b'zeh b'Yisrael. It's an obvious question. What do you mean? You're not allowed to do for a Jew either. You know, we're warned about a Jew. But the same knew Harehu Kisrael. And even though they came into our religion and they're like, they're Jewish, hosting a custom knew Azarapo. The Pasuk added on another law, another mitzvah. We got Nichol Hazara, Allah, they said, Losonenu Palmacheres. So it's added on, Losonenu, another time. Wafisha Inyan Hahona, Elov Krovo, Yoser, me, be Israel. Because it's, the idea of oppression is closer than it is for a Jew. Okay, so in other words, we know it's counted, as you can intuitively imagine, that it's usher to make fun of a Jew. So what's the deal? So the answer is, according to the Chinuch, and they discussed, Mefarshim discussed maybe certain halachic differences, and there's an extra love for a ger. So he's going to give a couple reasons. Yisrael yesh lo golem shetovim elbono. Because a ger, because a Jew has redeemers that could that could litigate on their behalf. So in other words, he doesn't necessarily mean embezzled, although that could be true. He means that for a regular Jew, then people could have somebody who's not a convert. People could have people stick up for them. So since a ger is more likely to be out in the cold, so to speak, they don't have any maybe friends or relatives, or they're like a little bit new. No one's gonna like maybe stick up for them, you know. So therefore, it's an extra love to. That's the reason why it's against a ger specifically, because a Jew has people to stick up for him. Bo tamacher bo. Another reason sheish chashash bo shol yakzar l'sur mikas abzionos. So that we're afraid that if they're made fun of a lot, so then they're going to return back to the religion. They'll say, oh my gosh, why are these Jews acting like this? And they're going to go back, and they'll chasam go back to whatever religion they came from. Some of it could be Avodah Zarah. The Amru B'Sifra, like the mentor says, Shol Tomala, don't say to them, Emesh Hayisa Oved Avodah Zarah, V'achshav Nechnasa Tanchas Kanfei Shechina. Yesterday, oh, you were serving idols, and now you think you're so holy. So yesterday, you were not Jewish, and also you know, whatever, you were doing the worst of arrows. Oh, now you think you're so holy? And so you shouldn't say that. You shouldn't say that. That's obviously us, sir. Misharshay mitzvah. Why do we have this mitzvah? Nolad masha kasavnu. This is from what we wrote. Kedei lachofes yisrael le'olam aval naaseh kol asher nimsa v'cholchein la'asos ra'a. It's to force our inclination so that we don't use our power for evil. Hakein hizartana b'zeh ha'ish shu b'neinu b'li ozer v'somek. Therefore, we are warned about a person who has no help or support. In other words, a ger is not likely to have help or support. And every single person has the power with his friends. Even with words. And with all these we are going to acquire a precious soul and somebody who's crowned with midos that's fit for good. And so Hashem will, they'll feel that Hashem wants to do good. So in other words, the thing he's saying is the reason we have this mitzvah is because if you were nice to a ger, or extra nice, you're careful not to. Say mean things to a ger, so they'll see. Oh, this is the way Jews act. They'll see. Jews act nicely, and so they'll understand. They'll realize that Judaism is about acting nice. Part of it, not obviously the whole thing. We have been under the Malcolm too. Part of Judaism is being nice to each other and not saying mean things to each other. Okay, that's why we have this mitzvah. Dina have mitzvah. There are many halachas. Kigom rov azara shehizirinu zikrono livrachalav. There are many lavin. V'ho diunu azirinu oba davar shebe'esrim arba v'arba mekomos zira torah lav. And we were notified that there are 24 places that the Torah warned us. V'kasu gamken chizaka mitzvah. It's also written to strengthen mitzvah. Sheba osa lashon shenastavino ba'ava samako mistavino ba'ava seger. And the place that we're commanded for loving Hashem, in the same language that's used for loving Hashem, is also loving ger. Sheba ava samako ksiv after Hashem. Wager ksiv after mesager. That's why by Hashem it says you should love Hashem, and by ger it says you should love a ger. Baharbi dvarim keilu ba'medrashim ksas mekamas b'talmud. And there are many things that are in the Medrash and in the Gemara. In this, in other words, there are many different halachas, and it's actually written 24 times. The Torah warns us 24 times, and that's the Gemara above the Mitzvah Lamed Tes and Beis. I have the reference here, and the Sefer HaChinuch says as well that just when it says, just like it says, V'ahavta es Hashem Yishalav Hashem, also says V'ahavta es Hagar. So keep that in mind. V'nohegas b'chol makom b'chol zman v'zecharim v'kevos. It applies in all places and all times to men and women. Over alav v'uvizo, over alav v'inglok and alav l'fishim b'maisa. And if you're over in this, you're over alav. And but there's no malchus, right, for a bezin because it's a l'fishim b'maisa. There's no action. So basically what we learned so far is you have to be very careful about speaking negatively towards ger, and it always applies. Next mitzvah: Shalom hanos ager b'mamon. You don't oppress a ger with money. Shenamnu shalom hanos ager b'mamon. You don't oppress a ger with money. You're not slimy in business. Shemiyelani mo maso maton. That if you do business, shalom hano also. You don't oppress him. You don't fool him. You have very high prices. You don't rip them off. Shenemar lo sichol senu. You don't oppress him. Amar b'mechilta lo sichol senu b'mamon. The mentor says, "Well, sichol senu. What does that mean? With money." V'zehalav nosef alav sheichalel mitzra kulam. And this lav is added on to a Jew. So you can't rip off a Jew either, but you can rip off, it's a separate mitzvah, a separate lav, not to rip off a ger. Shehem b'lav de onanas mamon, v'nizharnu olav b'dvarim u'mamon menatam shechazamnu. And there's a lav of onanas mamon, right, being dishonest in business. And it says we explained before what it is. In other words, I think he explained it in the avera of not ripping off a Jew, which obviously you can imagine is intuitive. You just shouldn't rip anybody off. Kol shvatah ba mitzvah akademis lazo. All the halachas was from all the ideas were from the reason before, right? So in other words, we just like all the reasons that we talked about not to oppress a ger with words, so too obviously don't rip him off with money. It's the same svara. And for the law of a mamam for a Jew, we'll explain later on. So in other words, he's saying basically misvara is the same thing. There's one, according to the Rambam, there's one law not to oppress a ger, not to say nasty things to a ger, and a separate law not to rip him off in business. So now we're going to turn to the third mitzvah, and we're going to tie it all together. It's actually very long. We're going to do a concise. We're going to do just part of it. You should not oppress a yasom and an almana. Yasom is an orphan, and almana is a widow. Okay, so somebody that yasom is, I think, somebody that lost. I don't know if it's a father or a parent. I think here he says a father. I think it could be either parent and almana. Again, I'm not sure if that goes both ways. Definitely for an almana, a widow. Widow. Unfortunately, my time, I have known both. As I'll actually explain a little later on, when I was a kid, I met Yisomim, people that lost fathers. I knew a couple widows not too long ago. Unfortunately, I know a lady that became a widow, just a young widow. And we'll talk a little bit about it. Shenamim Ahmed b'maisa olafil b'dibor al Yisomim v'almanos. That we're not supposed to be tough in action or even with speech about orphans and widows. With the widow and the orphan, you should not oppress. But in business of a person, in business, you got to be nice. It doesn't mean you can't do business. It doesn't mean you have to give them free things. But you have to be pleasant. You have to deal with them pleasantly. And I think halachically both, I'm not sure, but I think I heard from a rabbin, Yasam Amana is defined as somebody who's in a vulnerable spot, as we'll explain soon. So like if you're 83 years old, you're not in a yasom because, you know, you could take care of yourself. Amana, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Also, it might be like a young almana, but, you know, it's usually, obviously, also to rip somebody off or whatever. I think the question is if they're vulnerable. Usually, very young. I think Mary Bain said that if they can't take care of this for a yasom, if they can't take care of themselves, that's defined as yasom. I'm not even sure how far. Certainly for a young almana who has children, as unfortunately, I know a widow, a young widow. She definitely has a lot of status, so I don't want no question about it. And so what we're saying is be very careful not to press the yes or no mana. Mishar Shaya Mitzvah, Mashikasi Bisamach Binyan HaGer. I wrote about a girl. Fisha Elu Hein Tishushe Koach, She'en Lahem Mi She'yiton Tainos Mechol Nefesh. Because they have weak strength to claim for themselves, right? In other words, they don't have power. I spoke to one of my band about this. The point is that when mice in society, although it's not right, they don't have power. They could be physically strong, but the point is nobody listens to them. Nobody cares about them. That's sort of the nature of it, because that's just sometimes the way it goes, especially in those days. They didn't, like women didn't always work, so they didn't have money. But even today, it's not even about money. It's about power, usually. They don't have the same power as if, like, somebody who's a widow without, in other words, a widow who doesn't have her husband, or the Yasum who doesn't have his father, is at a different position. Therefore, the Torah warns us to have chesed, kindness, and rachamim, and to be straight with all our deeds, as if they have the same amount of strength with our as if they have the same amount of strength. You have to have mercy on them and give them a little bit of schus, like as more than if they just have a father or a husband. In other words, you have to be a little bit more sensitive. Midina and mitzvah. Right. So in other words, Misharashim mitzvah. So for the rule of mitzvah, we're saying that Yasam Amana is in a weakened position. They don't have much power. They don't usually have much money. They don't have much power. So you have to be a little more careful. Midina and mitzvah. We're going to go briefly through it. Masha Amru Shafiu Almanasu Shemelech Yisomav Mazarazu. Even if the Amana or the Yasam is of a king. So in other words, even if it was a queen or a prince, and in today's terms, we might say somebody who is very wealthy still has that status because they don't have the same power. How should you treat them? You have to speak softly. And speak honorably. And not tame them, loyal be them dvarim, and not embarrass them. V'yachos al mamonam yoser me'al mamon atzmo. Have mercy on them even more than your own money. Okay, so in other words, you have to give them free things, but you have to be careful not to cheat them and not to be dishonest with them. Okay, we're gonna skip around a little. Okay, he's gonna tell you a little bit of a chiddush, and I'll actually tell you what's going on a little bit. Mikol makom amru b'hem shemuto anosim k'sas l'tolalotam. They're allowed to be a little oppressive. It's for their benefit. You're going to rav l'tal mido shel Torah or shel manas, like a rebbe, or let's say you're in business. Okay, so I guess I'll give an example here. So this actually happened to me when I was a kid. I did have a friend who's I was a young boy, and his father passed away. And so the question becomes: so what does that mean? Okay, so rebbe can't discipline a kid. I mean, he was like 9 years old. So the point is, yes, a Rebbe is allowed to discipline a kid because that's his job, but you have to be careful how to do it. It's not usher for him to discipline, and unfortunately, I know in a couple of cases they were orphans and had behavioral issues, and not always their fault. Could be related to what was happening at home, but a Rebbe has to set him straight, and sometimes you have to be careful as well. Have to be careful as well. But even if you have to do that, you have to be a little bit careful. So same thing in business, right? Like, yeah, I mean, you know, if they're not paying you or something like that, I mean, you don't have to, like, forego it, but just be careful what you say to them, you know. Oh, you said you paid me last week. What's going on? Can you just, you know, explain to me? And they might say, oh, I'm sorry, or whatever. But just be careful. Don't, like, start yelling at them. Oh, my gosh, you didn't pay me. Just be like, no, you promised me like a few days ago, what's going on with the money? Just be a little bit more sensitive about how you say it. But it's still mutter if like they can't cheat you in business. They're not allowed to cheat you in business. You don't have to give them everything. You just have to be a little bit more compassionate. But no, Hagas mitzvah zubachol makom v'chol zman v'nizichar v'nikevos. And this mitzvah applies in all places and all time for men and women. Shekayavim b'nei adam v'hog. You have to be careful. The overlay chisan o hiknitan, and if you violate this and you anger them and you like chepper them, rather you bother them or rudza b'hem, you put them down or ebay mamonam, or you make them lose money. The kol sheken amiko sanchas sholem, you hit them harenza over b'los say, you're over b'los say. Yafa pishe in lokin alavze. And even though there's you don't get malchus, Malchus Olav, because it's not something which is for sure you can get Malchus on. Ki lo muchal ha'me'an ha'rasho tamam b'sheker, ki me'an din inam olo tolasam. Because a person can always claim falsely, oh, what do you mean? I was doing it for their good. I was trying to help them. Hashem is barach shu v'olchin levelos tavei atzaron. Hashem knows what you're doing. And he goes on to say it's very serious. We're not going to get into that. But whatever, Hashem knows if you're playing games or not. Ramban zirchon l'vracha yimne azaras yasam v'amana v'shnei lavin. Ramban counts the yasam v'amana as two lavin. In other words, he's just saying here that the Rambam counts almana and yasam as one lav, the Ramban breaks it into two, just how you count the mitzvahs. Menatam shekasav d'lamala. The reason which I explained above, in a different mitzvah, but basically the Ramban splits it into two. It's just how they count it. So just to sum up, we talked about the idea that you have to be careful not to oppress a ger with words. Also, not to oppress a ger, a convert, with money. We talked about the idea of also you have to be careful with a widow and an orphan. And it's for the similar idea. We talked about how Sefer HaChinuch says that it's because they don't have as much power as other people. So they're sort of like in the weaker parts of society. And so I'll just conclude. I have not seen any textual source, and I even asked around, but Misvara, I think you could apply it to another category. And that is that sometimes there are certain people, and I don't want to get into too many examples, maybe just one example. Let's say somebody comes into the neighborhood who's new, and there's a whole group, there's a whole clique, and all of a sudden that new couple that came into the neighborhood, they feel like they're outside the clique. It might be included in this. Even though the Torah says a ger and a yasam and almana, the point is that sometimes there are weaker people in society. It's not their fault. It's not even the strong people's fault. There are certain people who have even within a Jewish community, have more power or less power. So somebody who has more power, and this is a rabbinic thought, this is very much a rabbinic thought, are usually rabbanim because they give speeches, everybody loves them, everybody pays attention to them, right? And who's like a little bit weaker? Well, we talked about gerim, we talked about yasam, right? An orphan who wants to pay attention to them, right? And they feel they may not have money, they may not have like anybody to make sure they're doing okay. They have like food for Shabbos or whatever, and so it's important to pay attention to people who may be a little bit weaker in the community because they don't have money, because of certain things, and sometimes it could change. They could be on top of the world one day and then on the bottom the other day, and it's important to pay attention to them, that for somebody who's new, it's not necessarily like sinas chinam, but because they have like a weaker status, so there's like, it seems there could be an extra mitzvah to pay attention to them. And this is, of course, applies really to all sinas chinam, but like just to be a little more careful, that you have to be a little more careful with their feelings and just to be a little more careful. And I think that's really the point, that although it applies to a ger and a yasam almana, but it appears misvara, I don't have a proof, but I did ask around, misvara, and logically it appears that that's really what the Torah is saying. And if we keep this in mind, we'll build Achdus in Klal Yisrael, and hopefully Mashiach will come very quickly. This is Eli Naiman, wishing everybody bracha, tzlach in the learning, live Torah, love Torah, learn Torah, have a wonderful night. Thank you very much, bye-bye.